Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Some news today regarding Michigan State basketball and the contract situation with Tom Izzo, Michigan State's head basketball coach in year 16. Here running the Spartan program, and he was here for 12 years before that with Judd Heathcote. Said after those 12 years, being a head coach is pretty easy stuff. And we've had Dan Kilbridge from SpartanTailgate.com out there and going to be doing reports, and we want to have him on. He is with us. And Dan, what happened today at a few minutes ago at Mark Hollis's office?
Well, we got an announcement that Coach Izzo has amended his contract, as you said. So it's a little different between Mark Hollis and Tom Izzo because those guys are such close friends. So I think it can be trickier to work up a deal.
Right.
But what it boils down to here is basically his salary. All the money he makes will increase about $500,000. He's going to get extra. So before, when you take all the incentives and the contracts, he was getting around $2.9 million. We're going to see that number increase to about $3.49 million. Also with some extra incentives thrown in there as well.
All right, he'll never spend it, but the fact that he is making it, I guess, is a sign of appreciation for someone who has done what he has done in terms of putting Michigan State basketball on the global map. And six Final Fours and a national championship in the past 12 years, ranked number two in the country. The graduation rate has been there. Just about what you would want in a model program. And I know that Tom Izzo agonized over this because of the perception factor. Did Mark Hollis talk about that or how he thought this might be perceived?
A little bit. He touched on them wanting to get a deal done actually last year, and they actually tabled those discussions, and then it was brought up again, and then they left it when there was the Cleveland situation where,
right,
people thought Izzo might be taking that Cavaliers job.
Right.
This came about again, and they're happy to get a deal done. I think, perception-wise, Hollis did say that, Izzo judges himself against his peers, as anyone in any profession would. And, this right here puts him among the top five, at least the top 10 coaching salaries for basketball in the country. Hollis wasn't sure exactly where it puts him, but somewhere in that top five, top 10 range. And I think, he's more than deserving to be in that, considering what he's done over these Aprils and March runs that we've seen him put forth the past few years.
Yeah, I think it does put him in the top five, or very close to that. And I would just want to make clear one thing. This was not a response to the Cleveland Cavaliers situation, because this has been discussed before. I know that there were some discussions in progress after the Final Four last year. And so the natural reaction, and I think one of the reasons for the delay, is he didn't want to make it look like this was a knee-jerk reaction with Michigan State trying to compete against an NBA team, because frankly, that's a competition Michigan State and no college could win. If Tom Izzo had a chance to make between $6 and $10 million a year, he had an initial offer on the table. I was told by some people in the Cavaliers organization that they were willing to go up to $9 million a year. And that is roughly 250% of what he would be making now, a little bit more than 250% of what he would be making now under this new agreement. So it was not like Michigan State was in a bidding war. But you do want to recognize talent. You do want to appreciate that. And I think that Mark Hollis, pretty smart businessman. He knows when he has an asset, and he knows how difficult it would be for Michigan State if Tom Izzo decided to go elsewhere.
Right, and it's maybe, Hollis mentioned too that it's maybe a little more difficult than it would be at another school, because you've got a top 25 football program and a top 5 basketball program, and you'd want to make sure that everyone gets compensated fairly. Now, one thing Hollis did talk about, he was asked if you have to get a little creative when Tom Izzo says he's going to be a Spartan for life, and there's gets to a point where you just can't pay him anymore, based on what he's able to accomplish on the court. You have to get a little creative, and that's what they did here with a personal airplane use. Now, Izzo is going to have 25 hours of flight time per year on a personal airplane, and that's going to be used for things like family trips when he always used to drive to the UP to go back home. Now he'll be able to fly there and make the trip much quicker.
It also, is going to be used for some recruiting things, Dan. You're absolutely right. And I can tell you after some late discussions that this was as important as anything in Tom Izzo's contract.
Right, because he wants to see his family. He wants to make visits there. But then it does become, these are personal trips per se, but they become business trips when you have to hurry back in order to go to Chicago or Indiana or wherever you may have to go to get a recruit. This way, it is classified as personal use, but it will help him in the business and recruiting aspect because he'll be able to get, to and from trips a lot quicker in order to get back on the recruiting trail.
Tom Izzo is going to coach a game on an aircraft carrier. He's not going to buy an aircraft carrier, and this contract is going to allow him to stay at Michigan State, I think, in a very, very comfortable position. And that's kind of what you want. They do keep score, and I think it is known when you reward excellence. That will be reflected throughout the athletic department. Dan, thanks so much for joining us. Refer everyone to SpartanTailgate.com. We'll have some press coverages up later on this.